Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Anata Mouse bringing you another podcast. I'm going to finish up my two-part segments of the Color Identification App podcast. This is the second podcast of two podcasts and the last. In our first podcast of a summary, just to wrap that one up, I went over and reviewed an app called Color Visor, which I have found to be the Cadillac of all color identification. For those that really like to get into the detailed part of the colors, if they feel like that they need to know the exact color that they're looking at, look no further. That is the best app that will do the job for you. For the price that you get with it, as I mentioned, for the bang of the buck, you got a lot of feature packed into one, which include the CMYK and the RGB color values factors. It also has the ability to manipulate the color tables themselves. And it has some pretty unique features I have not seen before, such as the positioning of the camera, how you were holding it horizontally and vertically, and things like that, which I found was a pretty cool little neat, nifty little tool there as well. However, not all of us really care so much for the detail colors. Not only that, but sometimes I have to find myself in a position where sometimes it will tell me a color, and I'm not exactly sure what color that is because, the colors, there's so many hundreds and thousands of these color variations. I'm not exactly sure what color that may be telling me. So it would say something, and I go, I'm not exactly sure what color that is. So if you want something that's more basic and does a great job on just primary colors and not so much into the details of the exact color, and if you want that, then this podcast is for you. And that is why I'm breaking this up into two. All right. I gave you a little hint in my last podcast what the winner of this podcast was. So this app is called Colored Eyes, and it is C-O-L-O-R-E-D, Eyes, E-Y-E-S. The cool thing about this app, folks, is that it comes in two flavors. It comes in the light version, which is free, and then there's a paid app. In this demonstration, I am going to show you the paid app. There's no difference in between the light and paid apps other than the light version has ads at the bottom of the screen. And, of course, the paid app does not have the ads. But you get all the functionality that the paid app does. And as I always say, I always like to support my developers that done an outstanding job in making things very accessible. And if it's an extremely useful app, I am going to always purchase it. And honestly, guys, for a paid app, it's only a mere 99 cents in U.S. stores. So for that price, gosh, that's a bargain. There are a few things on this particular app I really like a lot. And I'm going to show you and do a walkthrough of all the things you should know about Colored Eyes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring up Colored Eyes.
638. Slide to unlock.
Unlock the baby.
Phone. Color dot. Apple II folder. 12 apps. Color visor.
Alright.
Double tap to
open. My color visor. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Colored eye.
And there's my colored
eyes.
Double
tap to open.
I keep the two because I think, honestly, the two go hands in hands, depending on the mood that I'm in for identifying colors. And I think it works really well in tandem. But anyway, that's really up to you and your choice. But I just, that's my choice, and I just thought I'd throw that out there for my opinion there. Alright, let's go ahead and double tap on this. Excuse me.
Colored eye.
Alright, the first thing we're going to see on the screen at the very top
camera button.
Is the camera button. The camera button I will get into as soon as I show you the rest of the screen here. There isn't much in this button on this first page, we hear the camera button, and when I swipe to the right,
colored eye heading.
We have the heading for the colored eyes.
Settings button.
We have the settings button. And then lastly, it's going to give you a little small description how to use this.
Press the camera button above. Choose an image from your photo library. Take a picture. Or use live mode. Press the settings button to adjust settings. Dimmed. Text field.
That's pretty self-explanatory. And as it just states, it has several camera settings or options that you can select from, which we will be getting into. So let's swipe back to the left to the settings.
Settings button.
I'm going to double tap on the settings here.
Settings. Feedback button.
The first thing we're going to hear is the feedback. Anytime you have a feedback suggestion or comments for the developers, I'm sure they would be delighted to hear from you and ways to make this app better for your use. All right. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Settings. Heading.
And now we're to the settings heading.
Done button.
And the done button. When you're done with the settings, you select the done, which is located at the top right of the screen.
Colored eye free.
Right here is, since this is a paid app, in the light version, it's going to say you can upgrade here. So if you double tap on that, it'll take you to an in-app purchase where you can upgrade it for 99 cents to get to the pro version.
Rate colored eye.
It gives you the ability to rate the color eyes if you wish.
Tweet about colored eye.
We can tweet about colored eyes.
Links. Heading.
And now it's going to give me several links that if you're interested in, you can do this. I'm going to show you some of the links that they have to offer.
Color blindness.
There's a link about color blindness.
Color vision testing.
There's a place you can go for color vision testing.
Color blindness test and facts.
And test some facts if you want to know about the facts about color blindness.
Settings. Heading.
And then we are now going to into the actual settings headings area itself. Some of these things may not make sense at first, but I'm going to try to do my best to clarify this as we go through the demonstration.
Show basic color.
The first thing we're going to have is show the basic colors. For right now, I want you to set this to on, and I will explain this later.
Show basic color. Switch button. On.
I say yes.
Double
I want
to toggle
this
setting.
On.
Save pictures.
Do you want to save the pictures? You have the ability to, there's different types, modes of camera, and one of those mode is the actual taking the picture of the item that you want to identify the color. Do you want it to save it in the camera roll? You can set this to on if you wish, but in my case, I do not want to put a bunch of things into my camera roll.
Save pictures. Switch button. Off.
So I have this off.
Double tap. Speak color.
Do you want it to speak the color? Of course I do. It makes a lot less effort on my part to trying to figure out where the color is on the screen. Even though it is easy to find, it's at the very top part of the page. If you tap on the top screen, it'll tell you the color. However, if you like me or if you want the color to be pronunciated to you, I set this to on.
Switch button. On.
However, if you don't
double
like
to toggle setting.
The real-time mode where it keeps telling you the colors over and over and over, then I would suggest you turn this off. So that is up to you.
Color database. Detailed.
The color database. Now, this is a very cool factor about colored eyes, which I like about quite a bit. When I double tap on the
color database,
the color
settings.
Database,
back button.
We have three sets of databases in here. We have
color database. Heading. Basic.
We have the basic color, and if you keep swiping to the right, we have
Crayola.
And then we have the
selected, detailed.
Detail, which is selected at this time. The Crayola, very interesting. I've never seen anything like that before. If you're familiar with the Crayola crayons, which is a set of crayons with a variety of different colors, they actually have the Crayola naming for the colors, which I never used because they got some pretty funky psychedelic colors that makes no sense to me whatsoever. However, it's kind of for amusement. You got to give it a try at least once just to see what it's like. Pretty cool. We're going to go back to the basic.
Crayola. Basic.
And there's the basic. If you double tap on basic.
Selected. Basic.
Now basic is set on. The neat thing about basic is that unlike the color visor. The color visor does hundreds, if not thousands, of variations of colors I was demonstrating before. This basically forced the color dyes just to identify the basic colors. And in this version, I believe there are 19 primary colors that are part of the basic. So you're going to get some very generic colors. And if you just want to know, just tell me what color this is and not get into the details. This is it. So you tap on basic, and then we go to the top left.
Settings. Back button.
Which takes us back to the main settings screen.
Settings. Color dye ad free.
And we're going to go back to towards the bottom to finish up this setting page so I can see and show you what remains left of this page.
Color vision testing. Color blindness test in fact. Settings. Heading. Show basic. Show basic. Save picture. Save pictures. Speed color. Switch button. Color database. Basic.
All right, so now we got that set to basic when I swipe to the right.
About color dye.
We can find out the information about color dyes. That is...
Version. 2, 3,
our versions.
345. Visit us.
And then the people.
Send feedback placeholder. Heading.
And then the feedback area. So that is pretty much the settings itself. All right. So now that we have the basic colors set on, the camera is set to off to not put in my camera roll. I want it to speak the colors. And we have it set for basic. So let's go to the top right of the screen, which has the done button.
Done button.
All right. We are now
color
ready to go
camera
ahead and
button.
Start identifying different things.
Camera button.
I'm going to show you by double tapping on the camera.
Alert. Choose source.
We can now choose the source of what source you want to use for identifying the colors. The first one.
Camera live mode button.
Is the camera live mode, which is the real-time mode, very much like the color visor do. Is that whatever it sees in front of the camera is, it tells you what the color is. And I keep stating color over and over until you are okay with that set of color. Swipe to the right.
Camera button.
You can use the camera option where you can take a picture of the color itself.
Photo album button.
Or we can pick it from our photo album, which is our camera roll, and actually select a image that you know that you want to identify.
Cancel button.
And of course, lastly, we use the cancel. I always recommend for everybody
camera live mode button.
Is a live mode. I like this a lot because, because of the lighting and the source of lights, as I mentioned in the first podcast, can make a great deal of how accurate the color will be when you can kind of play back and forth and figure out what the real color is, okay? So I really don't recommend using the camera for whenever you are trying to identify the color. So let's go ahead and hit the live.
Black.
Color dye.
It's going to try to figure out what I'm seeing
blue.
In front of me right now. But there's three sets of buttons I want to show you at the bottom of the screen. The bottom left
blue.
Done button.
Is the done button. And
blue.
The center right above the home button is the
flash,
blue.
Button.
Flash button. And which I'm going to come back to
blue.
And then show you. And the bottom right is the
flip camera button.
Blue.
Flip camera. So if you have a dual camera, the front
blue.
And rear facing, you can flip the camera.
Blue.
I'm going to go ahead and
flash button.
Double tap on
blue.
Flash.
Choose flash mode.
We have three options here.
Red.
Auto button.
I can say auto.
On.
Button. On.
Gray.
Button.
Or off. I'm going to force it
gray.
To be on so I get
on button.
Better accuracy. Yes, you
gray.
Can set it for automatic, but this will just force
green.
It on so you don't have to deal with low
green.
Light settings and stuff like that. You just know it's on.
Green.
I'm going to turn that on.
Color dye. Flash.
Okay.
Gray.
I'm going to use the exact same three things
green.
I use in Color Visor to for
red.
The same demonstration purposes. And
red.
I will explain what we saw in Color Visor as we
green.
See in colored eyes. All right, so here's our first color.
White.
I'm going to lay the phone directly flat
green.
Against my garment.
Green.
It says it's green. That is correct.
Green.
If you remember in Color Visor, it said it was more of a long green. However, this is primary color. It hits it right on the head. That is correct. It is green. So let's try our second
white.
Object. Put it up here.
Pink.
And get it all set up.
Red.
Red. Remember how it said it
red.
Was rustic? And the color visor?
Red.
Well, it was red. And that is correct.
Gray.
If you want to know the basic color, That is red.
Red.
Now, this last one, if you remember, in Color Advisor, it said orange-brown. So this hopefully will say orange.
Pink.
And we'll get up here.
Orange.
There it is. It's orange.
Red.
So, as you just heard, I'm going to hit done here.
Done. Button.
Green.
For getting the right primary and getting it quickly like that, this was by far the best. I absolutely love this app for being free and so cheap for primary color. It was just, it's a no-brainer. Very cool factors about the database and stuff like that, and some of the unique features in here. All right, I am going to do a quick review of something I want to show you. Since I like the primary color the best on this, this is the very reason why that you just saw. Let's go back to settings.
Button.
I'm going to go back.
Settings.
Back down to the
color blindness test and facts. Settings. Show basic. Save picture. Save pictures. Speak color. Switch button. Color database. Basic.
We're going to go back to the color database.
Color database. Settings. Color database. Selected. Crayola. Detailed.
I'm going to go ahead and select detailed. There's some really cool, funky stuff about detailed, and I'm going to show you why.
Settings. Back button.
I'm going to go back after we select detailed. And you remember that
tweet about colored eye.
Basic color being set.
Links. Heading. Color blindness. Color vision test. Color blindness test in fact. Settings. Heading. Show basic color.
The show basic color.
Show basic color. Switch button. On.
And it was set to on.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I'm going to show you why that's really cool and why that's there.
Done. Button.
We're going to go ahead. Done.
Colored eye. Camera. Button.
All right. We're going back to the camera.
Colored eye. Heading. Settings. Button. Airplane mode on. Status bar item.
Whoops.
Camera. Button.
Camera.
Alert. Choose source. Camera live mode. Button.
All right. Camera live mode. Let's try this in detail now. We're going to take
colored
the same colors.
Black.
6:51 p.m.
All right.
Status
let's
bar
try
item.
This.
Four
Slide
screen.
Down three fingers to reveal the notification center.
Remember
double
when it says four screen.
Screen?
Four screen. So that's a color.
Four screen.
If it comes up with a name you don't know.
Four screen.
Tap on the top of the screen. Check this out.
Four screen. Four screen.
And find it first.
Four screen. Four screen.
6:51 p.m.
Sorry.
Four screen.
I'm trying to
flip
find
camera.
It.
Button.
Midnight
flash.
Blue.
Button. Done. Midnight blue. Blue.
Four
okay.
Screen.
Four screen.
Four screen.
Four screen.
It says four screen green.
Four screen.
So if it comes up with a weird name
fire
and you don't know what it is, it's going to say the basic
midnight
color
blue.
Next to it, which I thought was really cool.
Midnight blue.
So let's try this one. So we got the green
black.
And it got the four screen, which is a pretty good
black.
Question. That's a pretty good guess for that particular.
Midnight blue.
Flash button. Alert.
Black.
On. Button.
Force the light on.
Colored eye. Black.
White.
Black.
Hot pink.
Hot pink is not right.
Medium violet red.
Done. Button. Medium violet
Indian red.
Red.
Indian red.
Indian red.
Medium violet red.
Medium violet red. Pink.
Medium violet red.
Medium violet red. Pink.
Medium violet red.
Eh.
Medium violet red.
It keeps saying it's red and medium violet red.
Red.
White.
Light yellow.
Yes.
Forest green.
I'll show you something here too.
Forest green.
Forest green. Green.
Medium sea green.
Oh, I
medium
did this.
Sea green.
So that's a green one. We already did that
black.
One. I'm sorry. Which you did the long green.
Slate
and then,
gray.
Let's try this one here.
White. White.
Alright, let's try this one.
Dark orange.
Dark orange. Remember how
tomato.
I said it wasn't just orange, it was dark orange?
Indian red.
So anytime, if it comes up with a...
Indian red.
It's not red, but it's
Indian
more
red.
Orange, but it, the correct one was...
Orange red.
Orange red. Orange.
Orange red.
So it says orange red. Orange. So if it comes up
golden
with a
rod.
So that's right. The golden rod. Right. So this color was right. It was red.
White.
Try that again.
Hot pink.
It's not really pink.
Dark salmon.
There you go. There's salmon.
Dark salmon.
Yeah, let's double tap on that.
Dark salmon.
Dark salmon. Red.
Dark salmon.
Dark
red.
Salmon.
There we go. And that is exactly what I was wanted to show you, why the basic color was so important to set that to on. That is another reason why I really like the colored eyes, is that, alright, so it gives me a cryptic name, like, forest green. I mean, obviously it was green, but it did give you a forest green. Now, forest green is a darker green, just like you said, it was a long green and colored, visor. The orange, it had a little more hard time to identify. It wasn't as accurate as I want it to be. At first I got it to come up as a dark orange or orange brown, which was correct, but it later corrected itself for being more of a different color, and it just didn't do it right. However, the basic color said it was orange, so it was right. The red, as you saw, I kind of struggled there. I kind of just keep going over a little bit, and then it finally got me a dark salmon, which is exactly right. And the color visor would give me a rustic, and our primary color in this example was red. So with the basic color, I don't know what a dark salmon color would look like, or because of the cryptic name. Ah, it's red, so it's a version of a red. So that is why I like colored eyes so much. Now, as you see, I struggle more with the detailed. If you are willing to put up with that, and if you don't mind that as a detail, then knock yourself out. However, I still think Color Visor did a better job when it came to really specific color, and it came with a result very quick, and it doesn't hesitate. It was like, oh, I'm certain it was this color. This one kept changing a little bit back and forth, and so it gave me a couple of a variety of different colors, so really, it didn't tell me the right detail information each and every time. However, it really did a great job in giving me the ballpark color. And, of course, the primary color, it hit it dead on. So that is really cool. Now, if Color Visor would come out with something with a database such as this, it gives us more of a primary color, our basic colors, and the detailed, I think they would have a hit on their hand. And that's why I suggest, is why I have both on my phone device. It's because it just really depends on the situation and what I want to know about a certain color. So, anyway, guys, that will sum up for the color identification podcast. I have went through a lot of different color identification apps itself, and a lot of more paid, and I went through and tried to figure out what I liked about it and what I didn't like about it. And I really threw out the ones I really didn't think really worked very well. So, in my opinion, these two apps are a must-have in your phone device. And it's up to you whether if you want to keep one or the other or both. But I at least want to put that out, these podcasts out there for you. So the work has been done for you. And I really hope that this educates you and you found this very useful. And if you guys have any comments, suggestions, or any feedback about the two podcasts, of anything I might have missed or mistaked, or if you found another app I should try that may be a little better, please do so. I like to hear about it. Just leave a comment to the end of the podcast. I hope you guys had a fantastic time. I want to wish a congratulations once again to the two promo winners we had in the last podcast for Color Visor. Congratulations to the two winners. And so hopefully we can do that again for you sometime soon, but we'll just have to wait and see. Well, anyway, this is the last, I'm just done with this podcast, and I will be back again with another podcast, so I'll see you guys all real soon. My name is Anonymous, and I hope to see you again soon. And thank you, everybody, for your contribution to the site. Without the site, we could not exist without you. And so you guys take care of yourself, and I will talk to you later. And have a good day. And, Drew, why don't you take it away from me, buddy?
His podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.